Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Birch Cooley. I was tired. Not sure why, but I was. And even though we'd been gone for a little more than a day, I was anxious to get home. Besides, it was July hot, thick and humid. We were alone on a two-lane highway coming back from a small-town 4th of July fest. Hardly anybody else out, which made driving nice. So nice I didn't want to stop. I had planned to. I knew the old battlefield lay right along the highway. I could have been in and out in a quarter hour if I wanted to, but we just drove right on by. It was hot too, not in the car, but outside. Besides, what happened at Birch Cooley Battlefield wasn't pretty. I'm guessing no in-looped flags festooned the place. Whoever decided to make camp where they did 157 years ago, right beside a wooded gulch thick and wide enough to hide an army, whoever stuck up his hand and stopped the brigade and told him to make camp, was remarkably thoughtless and flat wrong. Come to think of it, in August of 1862, just exactly why they were there wasn't anything out of John Philip Sousa either. Almost 2 weeks had passed since Dakota warriors had taken to killing just about any white folks who moved, which meant the Minnesota River Valley was littered with two-week-old dead bodies. The recruits who camped at Birch Cooley that night were a burial detail. There's nothing 4th of July inspiring about Birch Cooley, nothing at all. That Mrs. Krieger didn't die was a good thing. They'd found the woman alone, wandering pitifully, her family gone or dead, and taken her with them. When the Dakota attacked their camp, the wagon she huddled in took hundreds of bullets, but she wasn't hit, almost a miracle. A lot of horses went down. And when they did, the company, under siege for a couple of days without food and water, used their own mounts as barriers against Dakota bullets. It wasn't pretty. What I'm saying is, Thursday on the 4th of July, we didn't stop. I had planned on stopping, but it was hot. I was tired. We both were. Besides, all of this happened 157 years ago. No one else stopped either. Why should we? Why should anybody? When the fighting was over, there were more dead white men at Birch Cooley than those left behind on the field at any other battle during the Dakota War of 1862. 22 men and 90 horses were dead. Dozens more wounded, many severely. Want to count wins? Well, nobody won at Birch Cooley. While just a few Dakota warriors went down, they'd spent a couple of days doing nothing more than spilling white men's blood. When eventually, a few weeks later, the fighting ceased, as even Little Crow, chief of the Dakota, said it would. The case against the rebels, the freedom fighters, was only made stronger by what happened at Birch Cooley. It was ugly. Colonel Sibley, who rode at the head of the militia sent from St. Paul to end the Dakota Rebellion, wasn't at all proud of what happened there, even sidestepped blame by naming the wrong man as commander, which is why today, high up on a hill above the Minnesota River, a dozen miles from the battlefield, a huge misplaced monument put there a century later names the wrong commander. There's nothing pretty about Birch Cooley Battlefield. If you didn't know it was there these days, you wouldn't miss it, because whoever puts out the signs along Highway 71 calls it Birch Cooley County Park, a place, I suppose, for a sweet picnic lunch. But here's a question. What do we do with our bad stories? Do we just drive past? On the 4th of July, we did. Air conditioning blasting out wonderfully cool air. We sailed right. Birch Cooley County Park. Our cruise control was at 68 miles an hour. It's so easy. I was tired. It was hot. We wanted to get home.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and fair. snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions that I recall. No, I really don't know clouds. Dunes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, and every fairy tale comes real. Oh, I looked at love that way. Now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go.